Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Sanjeev Advani. I am a real estate entrepreneur looking to bring you real estate property management and construction news and different facts to be able to help you invest over the long term and ideally help you grow your portfolio over the long term as well. Today, we're going to be talking about the difference between multifamily and single family. And so this has been coming up slowly but surely. And if you are part of the news, that you do watch a lot of the markets, you have been noticing that there are a little bit more shifts towards a single family investment style versus the multifamily that's been taking over for quite a few years. And so, in fact, there was actually an article that I was reading that went over the differences between a typical, for example, Las Vegas fourplex versus a typical single family home. And so essentially what you're looking at here is that when you're purchasing these properties, so you go and you purchase a fourplex, you have four units. So the really nice thing there is that if one of those tenants leaves, generally there's enough rent left in the other three units that you're able to go ahead and fill that and not have to come out of pocket for any real issues, right? Now, same thing with the single family, or excuse me, a different thing with the single family is that when you do have a tenant leave, you have one unit out of the one unit that you have, which is vacant, which is basically means that, okay, you now have to come up with this cash up front to be able to float that property. Now, that can be a big factor as to why you do go multifamily versus single family. However, when you look at the actual numbers, there can be quite a big difference. And so in this article, essentially what they're looking at is they're looking at, you know, if you go and buy a fourplex. So if you go and buy a fourplex, generally you're looking at spending about $650,000 to $700,000 if you're looking in a place like Las Vegas. Generally, those places are going to, or excuse me, generally those properties are going to be older built. So in this case, older than 1986 for the most part. And in this case, they're also going to be in areas that may not be as nice. Therefore, you won't have as many of the amenities, the better schools, et cetera, to attract a lot of the tenants that would stay a long time. And so there you are looking at, okay, 650 to 700,000 is what you're going to be spending. Over the 10 years, generally, you'll be able to generate about $432,000 in total gross rent. Out of that, you're going to lose approximately $86,000 in rent due to vacancy, right? So due to people turning over, people leaving. And then you're also going to have about eight turnovers in that 10-year period, right? So basically, if you take that eight turnovers in that 10-year period and the lost rent, that comes out to that $86,400. Now, also, you're going to have to renovate those units when those people do turn. So generally, those turnovers are going to run about $2,000, and that is going to cost you about $64,000 in total. So if you take the net there, you look at the $432,000 that you made gross. You take out the 86,000 because of the vacancy. You take out the 64,000 because of the turnovers. That leaves you with 281,000 approximately in rents over 10 years. So now if we take that and we look at single family. So now for that same $650,000 to $700,000, we can buy two single family homes. So two single family homes, the average rent there is going to be about $1,800 to $1,900 a month. And your gross rents at that point, if you have two units at $1,850 per month, is going to be about $444,000. So $444,000, you still have to take out the vacancy, right? So over that 10-year vacancy, because single family people do tend to stay a little bit longer, so your average tenancy is going to be multiple years versus maybe 1 year. You are going to have about a turnover rate of about $7,400 of lost rent due to vacancy. You are going to have to turn over those units, but because these tenants are staying longer as well, you do have to turn over those units, although they are going to be a lot cheaper when they do turn over as well. And so, generally, according to this article, they're spending about $500 per turnover on a single family home, which gives you four turnovers, $2,000 spent in turnover over those 10 years. So, you take the $444,000 that you've made, the big gross rent. Then you take out the $7,400, which is your vacancy. You take out the $2,000, which is your essentially repairs and maintenance, and you're left with $434,000. So $434,000 versus $281,000. So in my opinion, this article is very rosy on the single family. I don't think that these numbers are 100% correct. And in fact, I would want to, when estimating, even if these numbers are correct, use something that's maybe a little bit more conservative. even if we were to double this amount, which is approximately $10,000 that you lose due to vacancy and repairs, let's say you lose $20,000 due to vacancy and repairs, that's still $424,000 in net rents versus $281,000 in net rents. And so really, obviously, we're not looking at all of the factors, right? All of the factors, we're not including, you know, the inflation price of the property. We're not including the inflation price of rents. We're not including those kinds of things. And so obviously there is going to be an offset, but to go from 281 to 424,000, there is quite a big gap. And my suggestion or estimation is that we are not going to lose $100,000 or more being off on our projections, given that these are, you know, actual projections from actual people who have been actually investing in that market. Now, there's other things to think about as well. So when you are looking at a single family home, that rent is much higher versus a multifamily property. Now, in the multifamily property, because of that, you do tend to have lower income tenants because they don't need the income to qualify for the single family. So because of that, now you also are looking at, you know, you do have less reliability in income because when the market fluctuates, are you going to be able to get a new job? When McDonald's lays off all of their front-facing employees because they now have these computers and AI, are you going to be able to keep your job, right? Now, you also have limited rent growth because these people who are making this money are not receiving raises at quite the level that another person would. A 5% raise on $15 an hour is very different than a 5% raise on $30 or $40 an hour. And so that is a very different factor as well as far as being able to see rents go up over the long term. You also have kind of this lease problem, right? So generally your turnovers on these multi-unit properties are going to be 1 year or so versus something that's going to be a little bit longer with a single family. And if you have the lack of money coming in and the expenses still going out, it can be a lot more conducive to that tenant to be able to say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I have to leave, right? And because of that, now you're increasing your turnover even more. And so really the question is, do we invest in single family? Do we invest in multifamily? How do we do this? And really the thought process is, I would say yes, right? We want to diversify our portfolios. We don't want to sit here and have one type of asset and just do one thing. That can be very good for, let's say, a fund who is going after a specific type of investor who is looking for a specific type of property. But as an investor, you want to be looking at, well, how can I diversify my portfolio to give me the strongest amount of returns in the most stable fashion over the longest period of time, right? And so that generally will allow you to calibrate your answers to see, okay, where can I make this work and where am I most comfortable moving forward and how do I want to invest, right? Because really what I've seen is that as long as you invest, generally you're going to be okay, right? Now, obviously, there's a little bit of timing issue in there, and we've seen that in the past. But again, generally, if you invest, you're going to be okay. Now, the question is, okay, well, do we need to always maximize our returns, or are we going to get to where we need to be just by making good, solid returns over the long period of time? And so that is really up to you on how you would like to invest. And my thing again is that if you are investing, I think that is a very good thing, right? Doesn't matter whether it's multifamily, single family, it doesn't matter whether you buy farmland, right? Really what it is you want to get yourself into that market. You want to get yourself diversified. So that way, you know, you have different things going on. So not one thing is what you're counting on. And as long as you're doing that, I think you're going to be successful. If you thought there was value in this video, please hit that like button, please hit that subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one. Thank you for watching. Take care.